Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, we always start the show with Little Victories, a positive spin on the day. And my little victory is it's day two of getting to bring someone with me to Magic Mint Australia, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Oh, snap.
On Dear Widows Weekend, all week long this week, I'm hooking you guys up, and you're going to go with me. Ariana and West Allis won yesterday. I didn't even fix it.
Ooh, who's it going to be today?
It's going to be a new one, and then these are people we're all going to go party together, and we're going to watch the Magic Men of Australia, meet them, and even a dinner at Ruyi. And you get qualified for an overnight stay at Pottawatomie. So I'm excited. That's my little victory. This week, it's all about hooking you guys up to party with me.
Allie called dibs on the conjoining rooms for the overnight stay.
She said, hey, neighbor.
Hope you want to be my neighbor.
Even if you don't.
Because I'm going to be knockety knock knock.
Chill out.
Knock 1 a.m. knockety knock knock. Who wants to gamble?
3 a.m. Who knows? It's
who
Pado, baby.
Who wants to go to the food court at Pado?
You know it's open.
It is open.
There's food in Pado at all times.
Trust me. On my birthday, I was lit up eating in the food court at Pado.
Going crazy. I'm mad at you.
All right. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that I had a successful first day back at the gym yesterday at the Princeton Club.
Oh.
Yeah. I worked out with Jeremy. Had a good first session.
I thought about you. It went good.
It went very good.
You didn't overdo it. You didn't panic.
Nope. He made sure I took it light on the legs and we did upper body. I mean, I told him straight up. I was like, bro, we're starting from ground zero.
Yeah.
I haven't done a push-up in over 3 months.
That's okay.
Oh, I mean, obviously, it's fine, but I was like, oh, listen, man.
What did he say?
He said, don't worry about it. We gonna get to it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I was doing chest press. I looked over how much weight I had because it felt heavy. It was like only 100 pounds. I looked over like, Jeremy.
That's what I do when I'm in shape, okay? So be quiet.
Why is it so heavy? He said, oh, don't you worry. It's the first set. We're only going up. Welcome back. He took care of me. I took care of him. It was good. I'm glad to be back.
You said 100. Jeez. That's when I'm having a good day.
That was my first set. I was like, oh,
that's
God.
That's when I think I'm showing off for the boys at the gym when I'm doing 100.
100 is nothing to scoff at. I'm not mad at it. I just looked over like, why is this heavier than normal, bruh? But little victory, I did not die. Did not die yesterday.
I am very happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Two big little victories. All right. The question of the day coming up next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I am not afraid to admit that I broke the law at work, everybody. And you two are going to join me today.
All right. Okay, big guy.
The question of the day is, when's the last time you broke the law? What's the last thing, illegal thing you did? And I'll start. I'll go first.
Are you a litter bug?
Yes.
Are you a jaywalker?
Close enough.
Holla at me.
I decided that I had too much trash and I needed somewhere to dump it. So I put it in the back of my car, and I drove all the way to the radio station, and I dumped it on a Saturday. And right as I was dumping my trash into the dumpster at work on a Saturday when I thought no one was here, up pulled our building manager.
Oh!
What are the odds? 2 o'clock on a Saturday, John pulls in.
Skirt.
I go, are you kidding me?
Hey,
I see
John.
I see his car, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
You go back to regress like you're in school. Hey, Mr. John.
I did. And he goes, hey, no illegal dumping. And I went, ah! And I turned around and I go, too late.
Illegal. I live here. I live here.
I might as well, honestly.
I mean, let's be real.
And there was nothing in the dumpster. And I don't know if it's really illegal
to
dump.
That excuses
Yes, pretty much. I don't know if it's illegal, technically, to dump my trash in the work dumpster, but I'm pretty sure it's illegal to just dump your trash in other people's dumpsters like it's your own.
It definitely is. Especially dumpsters like these that are commercial dumpsters, not residential dumpsters.
Yeah. Oh, there was a Fencewood. You name it.
Illegal dumping.
All kinds of. It was illegal dumping.
Because they pay for that.
Who does?
The company.
Well, they should. It's part of the thing, as they should. As they should.
My dog.
Period.
Allie said, I'm leaving here with something. I'm from Runaway. Leaving here with something.
The Denzel Washington sound is the best. Okay, what's the last... Well, you don't have to go, DZ, but what's the last illegal thing you did? You can text or call.
Well, you know I don't like to incriminate myself.
414-533-1037. You don't have to. What'd you do? Spit it out.
The most recent illegal thing that I did. jokes. Honestly, yeah. I'm notorious for this. My wife hates this.
What?
I never think about when I do it, bro. I will get in the car
and
just start driving. Don't put on my seatbelt. I'll just go.
Doesn't your car go ding, ding, ding?
Sure
it drives
does.
Me nuts.
Don't hear it. I can
really?
Ignore it. And it's not a...
Why do you do that?
It's not an uncomfortable thing. I'm not like, ew, I hate the seatbelt. I'm so about safety.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm driving, I'm like, all right, everybody put your seatbelts
yeah.
on. I will just pull off, though.
Were you trained to do it as a kid? That's
nope.
why.
Nope. No.
I'll never forget.
Oh, the seatbelt? I was trained to always put on my seatbelt as a kid. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, then yeah. Then doesn't it feel weird when you don't have it on?
I couldn't tell you why as an adult I could just get in the car and go and
weird.
Not think about the seatbelt and also bypass the ding, 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 ding in my
you
car.
You don't hear that?
I could just whoop out of brain.
Wow, you are checked out, man.
I'm just getting in the car. I'm getting to my destination. Halfway through, my wife's like, will you please
Stop.
Put on your seatbelt?
Yeah, no kidding, because that would be driving me crazy. Somebody texted in, the only illegal thing I do is looking this fine.
Oh, you yeah. a baddie, which is what you're saying.
You're damn right. Let's go to 3. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, Allie, it's Monica.
Monica!
Hey, Monica.
It's not about the pasta. She
it's
loves
not.
It's not about the pasta,
she
girl.
Loves...
It's about the Amazon boxes that you gotta dump at work.
Oh,
so you joining the illegalities.
She does the recycling one. That's the one
okay,
she does.
Yes.
Just because it's corny.
I did the recycling one, which is just, you know, just better. It's
uh-huh,
better. It's
uh-huh.
breaking the law, but breaking the law for a good cause. So, I did it yesterday.
Cause.
Yesterday, drove to my school. We had school yesterday. Got there at 6:45.
Before anyone.
Unloaded the entire back of my SUV.
Wow.
I'm not the only one.
No, you're not.
Monica, I knew we were kindred spirits. I knew
you
it.
You knew it.
I
you
knew it.
It.
The second you came up to me and screamed the Vanderpump Rules line in public, I knew we were kindred spirits.
Besties.
Damn, I love you.
Both of my babies went to college last week. We had the fridge cardboard. We had Amazon boxes.
I was wondering
those are
where
big
she
boxes.
Was going with that, that side note. I was like, well, okay.
Those are big boxes.
You had
know
a lot.
You know they don't fit in your recycle bin. I mean.
No, they don't.
Now, I will
they don't.
Put those in a fire pit
you know
and you burn them,
at
no,
Christmas,
Monica.
Listen, at Christmas time, depending on what city you live in, the city
yes.
I live in has a recycling center. At Christmas, you can't fit anything in the recycle. You can't because everybody tries to go dump all of their boxes at Christmas.
Exactly.
So, I understand when you need to recycle and there's no room.
So, not at work.
When you were telling your story, I was laughing because I pull up at 6:45 thinking I'm good, right?
Oh, no.
And here opens the garage door and one of the maintenance guys walks out. He's like, good morning, Monica.
We literally are the same person.
Yep.
That's same so lies.
When you told this, I was crying because I'm like, guilty, guilty, guilty.
Well, that is amazing. Monica, I knew I loved you. Thanks guys, for calling. Have a great day,
girl.
Have
a great day.
Bye.
Wow. Somebody texted in and said, festival takes cardboard boxes. The grocery store. That's Jaya and Muskego. I didn't know that.
That's news to me. You could stop doing illegal things, Monica.
Somebody said, last illegal thing I did was gummies. Should be legal in Wisconsin, by the way.
Depending on what kind you're getting.
You know how I feel.
Depending on what kind you're getting, man.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. I see the phone's ringing. Hold on.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I apologize. The question of the day is not what did you illegally dump? The question of the day is what's the last illegal thing you did? Because Saucy called up and she goes, I'm confused. What the hell's the question?
What happened?
And I go, it's actually what's the last illegal thing you did? But Monica and I got on our tangent about dumping illegally at work and whatnot.
Anyway,
we got Jenny in Richfield texting in. She said, I shortcut walked out of the McDonald's out of the play place door an emergency exit and actually set off the building alarms. Well, that was an accident, I hope.
An accident? You walked out of the emergency exit. How you not see that? You thought it didn't go off? You thought it wasn't going to?
Wait a second. Yvonne in Milwaukee stole a stop sign that was on the floor while she was drinking. Yvonne, hey, take it back.
If it was on the floor, that's free game.
If you took
it off of the pole while the pole was standing, that's a felony. That's actually a class one felony, just so people know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's why I stopped stealing road signs.
Oh, God. Okay, good to know. And somebody else said they ignore a no right turn on red sign. They still turned right when no one was around or coming. Okay, you're playing with fire with that one.
It's a dangerous game.
There's a reason they do that, and you're going to find out when you get hit from somebody coming out of nowhere that you didn't see coming. But I digress.
Knock on wood for you, though.
Made sure no one was around, though. Let's go to Ebony in Milwaukee. Wait till you hear what the last illegal thing she did was. Because same, girl.
Good morning!
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Yeah, what's poppin'?
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my gosh. Hi.
Go ahead. Okay. Spit it out. What's the last illegal thing you did?
My illegal thing I be doing is if I see a no U-turn sign, best believe I'm a U-turn.
Yeah.
Listen, because that's usually the place that you wish you could U-turn.
Honestly, every time I need it, it says no U-turn. I'm like, why are you doing this to me? Why are you trying to ruin my life?
You know we all missed that exit. Let me U-turn here.
You know there's nowhere to turn around on Blue Mountain. Let me turn.
I swear.
Amen. Look, all I'm going to say is my dad used to tell me, hey, the signs are just a suggestion. Okay.
Well, your daddy was wrong, but okay.
Unless you get pulled over.
I suggest you don't do it. But if you do, make sure the police ain't around.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM?
All right, it's harder than you think. Somebody needs help deciding between jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay, so DZ, you give advice, and then everybody else gives advice. And you guys can text or call to 414-533-1037. What's the problem? Let's start there.
She says, Allie and DZ, I've been a social worker for almost a decade, with the last 4 years being spent in a school setting. The past few years, have been a little bit of a battle, constantly butting heads with administration. Since I'm the only social worker, they sometimes don't quite get why I do the things I do. They just don't understand social work. Mm. This year, my contract was not renewed, so I've been looking for work on the hunt. I was super grateful to receive two job offers at the same time, and now I need some help deciding which one to take. Honestly, they both feel pretty equal, and I'd be happy to do either. Here's the rundown. Offer one is a retirement benefits specialist. Salary $104,000. Great benefits.
Damn.
45-minute commute each way. Not a heavy lift kind of job. Mostly case management, computer, phone-based work. Currently get one work-from-home day a week with the potential for more.
So you make $100,000, you get a work-from-home day, and you don't have to do much.
And whatever great benefits means. You probably get great vision and dental.
Great.
Offer two.
Okay. I'm like, what's the second one?
An alternative high school administrator / social worker.
Hell no.
Salary, $91,000. Less than 30-minute commute each way.
Ugh.
They've never had a social worker at the school before, so they're really excited about the opportunity. I've worked with some of the staff in the past, and I genuinely love them. The principal seems awesome, and it's less than 100 kids. So what do you think? Any thoughts or opinions? What would you do in my shoes? If I were your kid, what would you want for me?
I feel like, I don't know, I need some administrators to call in. I don't know if they will, but my sister's an administrator, and the stress she deals with being in at a school, the stuff they put up with is crazy. I mean, some, and it depends on the school district. Some school districts have a lot of problems and some have none, and they have no idea that they're living in la la land, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but you have to deal with abuse that kids, you have to deal with all of the learning disabilities, all of the things that children are going through, and then you have to work with parents who sometimes are nuts.
But it's a job you've done before. It's something you're familiar with.
Right,
you've done
stressful.
It for almost a decade.
But it's stressful is what I'm getting at.
You get to continue to do work that could be meaningful.
And
even
change
though it's
people's
stressful,
lives,
change people's
that's
lives.
That's why they do it.
And at an alternative high school, you don't know the lay of the land. There's less than 100 students. You could be able to not spread yourself thinner, but what I mean is like invest yourself deeper into all of these students. 80 kids? That doesn't sound like a bad gig. If you're looking for more fulfilling work, I think you know what you want to go with. If you're looking for more pocket-filling work,
Yeah, I was going to say, if you just want to have no stress, sit at a desk and make $10,000 more and sit in your car for 15 extra minutes a day, go for it, man.
Whatever. 15 extra minutes
it's
for
a
whole bunch of extra...
Do you want to do something that's helping people and stressful?
What's
or
a retirement
do you
benefit
chill out?
Specialist? What does that even mean?
I don't know. It maybe
you work with people's 401ks all day long?
I don't know.
That would get so boring and mundane, bro. I would hate my job. I could not be that level of like desk suit.
A retirement specialist it's basically a financial advisor.
Oh.
It's a financial professional who focuses specifically on helping you prepare for life after working.
Retirement benefits.
It's basically
specialist?
A financial advisor. It's just a nice way of saying it.
Oh.
You're helping people plan for their future. That's it. You're basically going here, do this.
Sounds like a lot of clerical work. Honestly. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm crazy saying this. I'd say go for the money, but I don't think that. I'd go with the alternative high school.
Oh,
it feels
really?
More fulfilling. Yeah. I wasn't sure at first. It was like either way, dude, flip a coin,
you know,
whatever.
Let's pull one. Let's see. I think we might have a teacher on the phone because I want a teacher or an administrator to chime in on this. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Shook.
Oh, Shook.
Perfect.
He really is the perfect guy. He's a math teacher.
And he's crunching the numbers.
Come on, Shook. Are you listening to this?
I am listening. And you know
okay.
what?
What?
You know, when you get laid off of your job and you're on that job search and you get those options, I think you go with what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that
he's saying you should
job,
or you do?
He's saying go with
you
what
should.
You're used to.
Got
yeah.
it. Okay, got it.
While you find your way, at least.
Right, and you know what? I think she would be such a better help with kids, especially at a smaller school.
I hear where you're coming from. Somebody in a school system, she could really make a change.
That's what
they've never had a social
schools,
worker.
You're going to have less problems, yeah, I would assume.
It's an alternative
right.
school, though.
Oh,
you don't
yeah.
know what
but
kind of problems
wait,
you're walking into.
Alternative means what?
It could be a behavior disorder. It could be a special needs school.
Got
they
it.
Don't specify.
Okay.
It could be anything. It could be a myriad of things.
Is Shoop walking through a tornado? What is
yes.
going on?
He's on the way.
I'm on my way to work. Just like when you... Just like on your first question this morning, you know, what do you do illegally? You call the radio station while you're driving.
Hey, Shoop, you know? Shoop,
that's
Shoop.
That's not illegal.
Your hands free, your
yeah,
hands
you're
free.
You're on Bluetooth, we got you. Come on, my guy. And why are you trying to bring up the past? I thought we had moved on from my illegal move.
I would suggest a shorter drive to work and do something that you already know how to do. And you're passionate about it already.
I hear you. I hear you, Shoop. Spoken right? like a teacher.
Yeah.
If you're passionate about it, go ahead and help out the kids. The kids need help.
Okay.
The world needs help.
Well,
right?
The world needs help.
A lot of us are passionate about our jobs. Doesn't mean it doesn't make us cry sometimes. You got to worry about yourself, too.
Teacher
you know?
Or not.
Teacher or not. Thank you.
Nah, we appreciate you, Shoop.
No, we need help. We need help in the schools, guys. So
I hear you.
Please.
Okay.
Take that school job. That's amazing.
All right. Thank
oh, he's
you.
Recruiting.
Well, he's right. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. All right, man. Get to work.
Goodbye.
Safe. Bye, Shoop. Love,
I
man.
I see all the... They're still looking for people to work at my kid's school. They're looking for, like, recess people. I mean, they still are trying to hire substitutes and things like that. So he's right.
They're still hiring bus drivers.
And it starts next week, by the way.
We're having issues with our kids' school bus. That's another problem for another day.
Yeah. Look,
I get that they're still hiring. I wouldn't say, try to strong arm and be like, we need you. I get it. We always need employees. Mm-hmm. We do.
The phones are going crazy, and I see your texts are coming in. So you know what? We're going to talk to you guys next. He doesn't know what to do between the two jobs that he has been offered.
Retirement benefit specialist for $100K or an alternative high school administrator social worker for $91K.
Oh, Dave Patrick, I know this guy. He texted in. He said, I work in an alternative high school, and I say Ed, baby.
Ooh.
I think she would struggle trying something new, and at least she could really impact these alt ed students. We need all the help we can get. Was that a guy or a girl that wrote in?
It was a girl.
Oh, it was a girl. My bad. So Dave was right. Yeah. Okay, Dave.
If
noted.
This was your kid, what would you want for him?
Oh, my God. The text right below that says, as an educator, I say go for the other job. You guys.
Let's
stop.
Help next.
Stop.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
So she doesn't know what to do. She's got two job offers. One pays more and has a longer commute and is just an office job. And the other one pays less of a commute. But she's working as a social worker, helping people, right? In a school.
School administrator.
Well, let's start with Allie in Brookfield. She's not a teacher. She's a nurse.
Oh.
Because I asked. Hey, Allie, with a great name.
hey, you too.
Hey, thanks.
Good morning.
What do you think she should do?
Do what's going to fill your cup the most, because you can't take that money with you when you're gone.
I agree.
However, said it better than we could have.
You can spend it while you're alive, don't
you? I just caution you working it, because I think you guys said it was an alternative high school.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I just caution that, because those kids are the hardest cases of the hardest cases.
True.
They are the ones who are chronic truant, chronic violent issues, chronic, disrespect.
Depending on where you're at, what school, right? Who knows?
Yeah, most issues at home, all these things. Yes, yeah, probably.
We're following.
So I just caution you on that, because it is going to be a lot harder emotionally. And it might be more testing.
Mental health issues, all the things.
And I would hope she understands, not one as just a social worker, but one that has worked in the field for 10 years in schools already,
right? You have to be prepared for that.
And alternative high school's got to be different.
Because it's a drag.
And
I have a friend who's a therapist, and I will be like, do you like doing this? And she's like, it's stressful because, your clients are stressed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't take that home.
Feels like you're rarely dealing with great cases.
Yeah,
happy, joyous times.
People are distressed. Now you're distressed. It wears on you.
As a transplant nurse, I get that, because we see people who are so sick, who are dying, who are, unable
you
to
do meaningful work,
so,
Allie.
Yeah, seriously.
We don't do anything. Now I feel like a loser.
Talking on radio.
She's a transplant nurse.
At home, we can't.
Wow. Yeah, and you have to be able to compartmentalize that, leave the work at work. Don't take any of that home. You're talking, because thinking about it, like as a child, if say this young lady was my kid, I'd go, man, I wouldn't want you to do that. I wouldn't want you to put yourself in that
stressful
situation.
But at the same time, I'd be proud they want to change lives and help people. That would actually, if Owen came to me and said, I want to help, I'd be like, awesome. If Hudson did, I said, you're not cut out. Just go for something else.
I hear you.
Pick a different job.
I have four kids. I get that.
I guess it depends on how you are in nature. If you are that nurture type being,
some people are,
you'd thrive in that. Otherwise, if you're worried about the stress, maybe that's why she wrote in.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right, we're going to process. We got one more caller. Allie, thank you for calling, and thanks for the work you do as a transplant nurse.
Seriously.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have
Appreciate
a great day.
You. Much love. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go to Michelle in Greenfield, no longer Hartford, because she moved.
Mm.
She still goes back to Hartford a lot, though. Ask her why.
Hi, babies. Good morning.
Hi. Buenos dias.
Wepa, wepa.
Michelle, what should she do?
I would honestly tell her no. So
no to
I
what?
Had a good friend.
Yeah, no.
No,
what?
Don't go. Don't. I'm so. Oh, I'm sorry.
There's
don't
two
take
jobs.
The teacher job.
Don't take the teacher job.
No, the alternative high school.
She said, forget the teacher stuff.
Wow.
And for reason being, I will name the high. Can I name the high school?
No.
Nah, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Okay. So a friend of mine, Carrie, lost touch with her a few years ago. Worked at a certain high school.
Okay.
And it wasn't in a bad part, but it was a sketchy.
Okay.
She was a high school teacher.
Okay.
She was threatened every day. Her cell phone was stolen multiple times. Her cars were broken into. And it was a little troubled area, some of the troubled kids. And she literally had to quit because of her safety.
Oh, Lord.
So that is first and foremost, this woman's safety. I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, she probably wants to help and be this great person, which amen to her. But she's got to think about her as well, too. What trauma, what trauma is it going to put on her? How stressed is she going
to
be?
Is she built to handle that?
Are you built to help kids and push through that?
Are you built different or not?
Yeah, not everybody is.
Maybe the benefit specialist is your gig.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's a reality check.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't flip a coin on this one. You're right, Michelle.
Well, no, I'm not looking for an I'm right. She, first and foremost, she's got to feel safe and she's got to not feel threatened when she goes in there. She's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I get what you're saying.
I hear that, but she didn't say anything about safety. So I understand working. I mean, this is Wildcats. You want to go back to an old movie? I made DZ watch it.
It was such a good movie, bro.
Such a good movie. He had never seen Wildcats. That's all I'm going to say.
It's on YouTube.
And now he had to go back and watch it.
Oh, my gosh. It Goldie Hawn, that Goldie school. Hawn rocks.
Goldie Hawn, that school.
Stop it.
Yep.
I love that movie, though. No,
yeah,
but seriously.
So I take the other job. Yeah, that's my thought. Okay. You got to worry about yourself
DZ,
first.
What do you think? I honestly feel like go with your gut, go with your heart. If you think you are going to enjoy. I mean, we had people text in that work at alternative schools who say they love it. Do it.
Alt
I mean,
Ed
that's what Dave just said. And I've met Dave. Dave is a very happy guy.
I've got very dear friends that work in alternative education with special needs, that do work with the Special Olympics, so on and so forth. So I understand the value, but you genuinely do have to be built different. I'm not putting nobody's stories out there. My wife knows people that have been body slammed through desks because of some of the trauma that some of these kids experience and bring with them to the school system. You are going to be working with some of the worst cases. Whoever called earlier and said that, whoever texted earlier and said that, they're not wrong. But if you're built for it, I support it fully.
Well, and somebody texted in and said, hey guys, school substance use counselor here. I work in alt schools and working with those kids is for sure harder emotionally, but the most rewarding, oh, she hung up on us, fine.
Thank
but
you,
the most rewarding is those kids need a positive connection. And once you get that established with those kids, oh, I'm going to cry. It's really rewarding. Alt school social worker here. They're saying do it.
It's about
saying,
the passion.
Do the alt school social worker. I believe that because you have to dig a little deeper.
Where's your heart? Are you trying to get to the money? I don't know how old they are, but what are you trying to do?
And this is a hard thing for people, for teachers. We have such little patience for kids when they're a pain, but sometimes you have to go, what is going on? Like, are they being abused? Are they neglected? Do they have mental health issues? What is the problem? They're children.
They're kids. This was a processing.
They learned to be violent somewhere.
Yeah.
So, like, just remember that they're children.
I don't think we gave advice. I just think we laid it out, and hopefully this helps you make a better decision for yourself. Because sometimes you got to take things out of your own brain and just let the world show you some things.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, what would DZ do showed you some things
today.
Amen.
Well. Wake up! Sheesh, 103.7, KISS FM. Don't cry in your car today. There's no time. Dude, am I the jerk?
It really
is
going
to trigger
time.
So many people, including me, because when I read it, I almost snapped because it has to do with school supply lists. Oh, my God.
Be ready for it, y'all.
This is the week when I saw the teachers at the school yesterday. I was like, hey, you poor things.
Everybody's back, I see.
Even my neighbor works in the school. Today's her first day back. I'm like, oh, you guys.
Oh, she got lucky.
Yeah, well, you know.
One day luck.
So, DZ, how did it go when you returned to the gym yesterday? Because I know it was your first day back since May, your surgery.
Even before May, because my doctor advised me to stop working out to protect my body.
You couldn't, yeah.
I couldn't.
Couldn't even walk.
I could barely, bend my leg. And by barely, I mean I really couldn't bend my leg.
Yeah.
Yesterday was my first day back in probably 15 weeks.
Yeah.
Going back to the gym, working out with my trainer, Jeremy, at Princeton Club. It felt so good.
Aww,
oh, my Lord.
I
did leg press with zero weight on there, but just the fact that I was sitting in the gym looking around, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie. I was definitely nervous because I wasn't sure how my body was going to react or feel in the moment or after, right? Because my body still is offset as far as what gets tired, you know, how fast.
Yeah.
My right leg is tired way way faster.
Yeah, that's the one.
It felt genuinely great.
Good.
Jeremy took me through, and he made sure that I didn't overdo it. So we only did a quick second on the bike, warmed the body up, did leg press, no weight, and then jumped in the upper body.
Well, I'm sorry I'm going to out you right now. When What's you up? Left yesterday, you go, I have a little bit of anxiety about going back to the gym.
Yeah, I was nervous. Oh, yeah,
Why
nervous.
Why were you nervous?
I didn't know how my body was going to react either
you
in the moment.
You were afraid to mess it up.
Or after. I didn't want no setbacks, and I'm just 12 weeks post-op, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I think this is now officially 13.
Just, but that's a lot.
It's a lot.
And so you say just, but I'm like, 13 weeks, people listen. That's a long recovery.
Time.
You're ready to go back. Like, it's okay.
I've been itching. And, yeah, and that's exactly it. The 12-week mark was that. Yeah. Now you can return. Mm-hmm. I was in the post-op, surgery recovery phase.
Yeah.
Now I'm in the strength building phase, whereas in before I was in the strength loss prevention phase.
Sure. Right? Sure. Well, 3 months with no exercise. People do it all the time. It's not good for you. People go 300 years with no exercise.
For every one day you don't move a muscle, it takes 3 days to get it to bounce back.
I believe it. Like when I just trying to, I didn't go to Pilates for like a month and I'm dying right now. I can barely do one push-up. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
So I feel you. If you don't stick with it, you have to rebuild that strength.
So I woke up a little sore, a little stiff. The bottom of my foot hurts, right? But that's just because, again, haven't worked out in so long. I'm literally at ground zero.
Are you going back, though?
Point one.
Are you going back?
I thought about going back today just to hop in the pool, the lap pool, do some labs, get my body like a recovery day.
Swimming's good.
Unfortunately, we got some other things to handle first. Mm. We got some dilemmas and things to deal with Sammy's school situation. Speaking of jerks in the school situations.
Okay.
But I'll be going back tomorrow. No question. I'm going back tomorrow.
Tomorrow you are going back to the gym.
Yep.
Okay.
No
All
doubt.
Right. I'll join you.
What's up?
What the hell?
I'm not trying to do no partner workout, bro. You ahead of me right now.
I wasn't. I wanted to work out with you because I know I could beat you.
Now you want to see who can bench more.
Come on, an Allie DZ. You can still bench more than me, even with a bum leg. That's what's funny.
I don't know.
Let's find out.
You know what? Fine.
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 Fine. Double fine.
Fine. Double triple, fine. I'll see you tomorrow.
Triple fine. See you at the Princeton Club
Infinity
tomorrow.
Infinity triple dog dare you fine.
Dang it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Are you ready for Am I the Jerk? Because after Am I the Jerk, by the way, I've been loving this week on the radio because we're just getting ramped up. I am sending women and men, I guess, to hang out with me on Dear Widows weekend at Pottawatomie Casino. And somebody's actually going to win an overnight stay. We're going to go see the Magic Men Australia, meet them, and go. You're going to have dinner at Rugi at Pottawatomie. So it's going to be a full night for you and whoever you want to bring. And we're going to have a good night.
I wonder how they'll be dressed for the meet and greet.
Who, the men or the women?
Everyone.
The dancers or the people going to the show?
Yes.
I guess you'll have to find out on November 22nd. All right, I'm going to give those tickets away after Am I the Jerk. Somebody's going to hang out with me. Let's get into Am I the Jerk, though. It involves school supplies. Get ready to be triggered.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for not following the school supply list.
I need to hear the whole thing first, because honestly, I got thoughts. And we're only sending our child, our oldest Sammy, 4 years old, to school for the first time. So we ain't even bought school supplies yet. And I already got thoughts.
All right. Well, she wants to know if she's the jerk, because I do agree, like, the school supply list comes out and you're like, what is this? Mm-hmm, do I need 90,000 glue sticks? I don't know. I guess so. But I digress. Okay. I'm just going to read this. Am I the jerk for not following the school supply list? Allie and DZ. My kids are 8, 10, and 11. Every year when school starts up, I try my best to follow the school supply list and get everything. But years of this has me ready to crash out.
Mm-hmm.
Why, in all caps, why am I buying so much? $150 later per kid, and I have $50 as a Kleenex and 20 Expo marker packages. Make it make sense. So I stopped following the list and I've had enough. I only bought about half of it and things I think they need.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you made your own list, basically.
You basically made your own list. Am I the jerk for not following the school supply list?
Dog, and I get it. I definitely hit a point where my mom was like, we're not buying you Kleenex for school.
It's crazy. She signed it, not ashamed, Anya.
Oh, well, we about to be on your neck then.
Anya! Yo. Okay, back to what you were saying, because the school supply list will trigger a lot of people because you are buying so much for the school and you're like, what the hell?
And Anya's got three kids, so it's not like she's just couple one-offs.
I mean, I've talked about, thank God Owen and Hudson's stepmom bought them this year, mm-hmm. because I know they spend at least $300 at least for the two. I know, at least. At least.
And the older they get, the more expensive it gets, because then you got to get the graphing calculators and the different three-ring binders, and then you need manila envelopes.
And then you
got
to go to Staples for every type of folder in red, green, blue, yellow, and I'm like, I can't.
Lord of mercy. Okay.
I cannot.
That being said, though, mm-hmm. my wife, Erin, is also a teacher.
And bring this up.
Everything goes on the school list for a reason. Those supplies are things that aren't being purchased mm-hmm. by the school,
right.
that if they're not purchased by the parent, mm-hmm. they have to then be purchased by the teacher.
Right.
And that's not compensated for. Mm-hmm. Right. So when you have these programs kind of like Donor Choose and stuff like that, they're mm-hmm. trying to offset that.
Right.
So that all of these kids go to school with all of the things
donated
that they do
to those.
Need.
But it's ridiculous. When I got my own bills and now I got friends of friends sending me their teacher list and I'm like, okay. Hold on. This is crazy. And yet I'm paying my taxes. Which go right to the school, but it's never enough.
But these smart boards, baby, I'll tell you. I'm not getting into where funds and how things are managed in school systems, whatever, because that's not my role. That's mm-hmm. not my chair. That's not my problem.
Well, you pay taxes, but that's another argument for another day.
Exactly.
So, yes.
As far as the school list goes, mm-hmm. I think you need to be buying what's on the list.
Because you see your wife, it's not like they just put stuff nobody needs.
Correct.
But it's crazy, man. And then you go in and you send in 9 things from Costco or Sam's of Lysol wipes or whatever. In the middle of the year, they're like, we're out. I'm like, how can you be out?
That I do agree with.
Where did they go?
Where did all the crayons go?
Where? Right. And where are the pencils I bought? I bought 300 pencils.
As a parent, you go, I don't want to get my kid the 64 color crayon box because they're never going to color with all 64 of them bad boys.
Right.
They're probably going to go into some community bin and my kid's never going to actually get to use his own things. School systems, actual buildings, they all might differ on how things are broken down, but the school lists are the school lists for a reason.
Somebody said teachers pay taxes too. I'm not mad at the teachers. I'm mad at the system and how messed up it is, you guys. I love the teachers. They're doing what I'm not going to do. Thank you very much. I have no interest. So thank you. But at the end of the day, what the heck? Is she the jerk for not following the school supply list? Oh, people are going off. Fiera from Milwaukee said, not the jerk. I have 4 kids and I'm not helping fund everybody else and their children's school supplies. I barely have enough money to pay for my own kids.
That's the misconstrued thought. You're going, these are things that my child only is going to use. They're in a communal setting,
mm-hmm.
right? This is a community setting
that
we send our
children.
And that's what you're buying them for. You need to understand and remove from thought that, oh, I bought my kid this pair of scissors, only they can use it.
Right.
It's not going to be the case, and y'all got to stop thinking that way.
We're definitely going to have some teachers call in today. 414-533-1037. It'd be great to have some parents and some teachers on the phone for this one.
Yeah.
And see what every side has to say, because she wants to know if she's the jerk for refusing to follow the school supply list. Not ashamed, Anya said, I ain't doing it. I'm not buying Expo marker packages anymore.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, people are mad, and I don't blame them, actually, because to each their own. Julia from Franklin texted and said, hey, Allie and DZ, as an educator, I have to say she's the jerk. I know that school supply lists have gotten out of hand, but those supplies are most of the time desperately needed.
Yeah,
okay.
That part.
Well, let's go to Lisa in Sheboygan. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song a long time ago. She's been a theme song holder for 2 years, maybe
basically.
Three,
OG.
Four? Actually,
OG.
More than that.
Yeah, more than that.
Actually, like 5. Pre-DZ.
Yep.
No offense.
No, none taken.
Hey, girl.
She's an OG.
Hey.
I forgot.
Yeah.
You go way
like
back.
It's like four.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years
DZ
now.
DZ and I are about to have our 3-year anniversary.
More OG than me.
Oh.
Wow. So
yeah,
it's more than that, girl.
Years.
It's more than that.
Cool.
All right, Lisa.
We're like officially married, I think, now.
Well, married?
Yeah.
Not on paper, just, not you know, emotionally.
Allie doesn't have any interest in getting married, so get me out of that one, please, God. All right, thank you. Okay. Lisa.
I look like jump the broom married, not like you got to pay taxes married.
Okay. Is she the jerk for not following the school supply list? Not ashamed Anya has had it. She said, it's too much. I'm not doing it.
No way she's a jerk.
Come on.
Okay. I'm not an educator, so I can't speak from that side of it, but from a parent side of it, it is. It's ridiculous. Like, please tell me why my eighth grader needed 700 index cards.
Wait, that's what they needed? 700?
700. She's in eighth grade. What can you possibly do with 700 note cards in 9 months?
You can use them for
studying. I mean, it's crazy.
For speeches?
The only reason I bought them was because they were like 75 cents a pack.
Oh, well, see, now it came out. Now it all comes out. That's okay.
All it is four loose leaf paste pieces of paper.
But it adds up.
Yeah,
it does. So you go in there and you got to get 700 and now how many? Yeah. So, and then it all comes together. I always think this when I'm buying tissues and Lysol wipes, and then in the middle of the year, I'm like, again, we need another round?
Then the notebooks that they never go through
the notebooks,
completely.
They come home with full notebooks. I'm like, why did I get this?
I still got full notebooks.
We have a drawer at our house that they come home at the end of the year and just put in all their leftover supplies in that they never use.
So you even get some of that stuff back. What are y'all complaining about?
That's good. I don't get it back, but okay.
Because we don't always get everything back. And I get that, like, there are some people that maybe can't go and buy them, and I'm happy to, like, contribute that way. But for the parents that are just being, like, maybe a little bit lazy about not going, oh, someone will have a notebook for her, or someone will have whatever. And, like, no, I don't want to have to buy that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you'll never know you're making up for the other parents. The teacher's not going to tell you that.
And
but
as they get older, I do have to say the supply lists do get better. It's the elementary school and younger that, I mean,
it's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Now. I agree.
Like, now it's just notebooks, paper, pencils, and pens. But
Owen's going into eighth and Hudson's going into sixth. And Hudson had two bags. Owen had one. Like when they came, there was two full bags for Hudson, one for Owen. So it does get smaller.
Ain't all the glue sticks in Owen's.
No, we don't need any of that garbage anymore.
I didn't buy the glue sticks. My eighth grader needed glue sticks. I said no.
Yeah, because we come home with 900 of them.
Kids are wasteful. We do know this. Kids are wasteful.
But I want to help the teachers.
Owen needs 700 note cards.
I don't, you know what? I don't know his stepmom bought them, so who am I to talk right now? Okay, bye, Lisa.
Okay, bye.
Quick exit.
I've bragged multiple times about their stepmom buying the school supplies. I feel very excited about this as I'm hearing all the trauma we go through with school supplies. Mm-hmm. Well, Allie is calling in Milwaukee, and she is on fire because she is a teacher. So move over, Lisa. Hi, Allie.
It's hot. Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lisa said not the jerk. I assume you're going that way or no? I'm kidding.
Because I have to pick one or the other, I'm going to say jerk.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Explain.
However, there is, so yes, I need to preface with, at the end of each school year, teachers get together and look at the next year's supply list.
I was going to ask how you do this.
We really need all of these glue sticks, right? Because we really need all of these things.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Well, at least that's how it is in my district. I don't know how it is in other districts.
Sure,
right?
Sure,
but
fair.
We all get together and we're like, do we need this? Do we need that? What changes do we need to make?
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I will have to say jerk because we do it. We put the time in to say, yeah, you do need three notebooks. Mm. And the reason is because we're trying to teach your kid how to effectively take notes and organize their information and all those things. So it's like all of your writing is going to be in your writing notebook.
Well, and
don't put it in your science notebook.
Do you feel like we're being ungrateful as parents when we throw these fits? Do you feel like, man, I put time in to make this list and try to help your kids every day and then you want to
complain?
Set
them up for success.
Does that just irritate you or do you roll that off your back?
Yeah.
No, it does, but at the same time, it's like, I get it. Like, I understand it's hard, especially when you have multiple kids in multiple grade levels, because each grade level is different, right? So it really does depend on which grade level. And like, maybe they did need 700 note cards because they're going to be making flashcards throughout the entire year, right? Or they're going to be cutting it up and doing something else with
it. Who knows
like,
what?
It sounds like a lot.
What's the trade-off?
What do you do
when you don't get those things purchased? Do you, like a lot of other teachers, go out and then buy them? Because so many people don't buy the whole list. We just know this is a fact.
Uh-huh.
What do you do?
Correct.
You buy it yourself?
Yeah, I do. So what I do is, like, in a couple weeks when all the school supplies are, like, down to nothing and they're all on, like, 10 cents, you know what I mean? Or, like, in January when it's super cheap, I stock up and I just put it in my classroom.
Smart.
Well, but I do buy it. I do go out on my own and buy it.
Okay. Allie, I want to read one text. Bethany from Milwaukee said, what about gallon Ziploc bags? Not once have I ever seen something come home in a Ziploc bag, and my daughter said she's never used them, yet we have to send them. Are they even for school?
Okay, so I can answer that. In my classroom, yes. In our school, we use them for all of your extra school supplies are going to go in one of your gallon Ziploc bags.
Oh.
And then throughout the year, like, we have, like, special events that, like, we will use the gallon Ziploc bags to put all of the supplies that we will move out of the classroom.
Allie, this is...
So it's, like, a temporary thing, right?
It's
like,
all being used,
you're going to need a
not.
Notebook, some crayons, some markers, okay. Pencils,
oh, she's on
whatever.
I have an idea. Allie, you got to stop because
she's
I have an
one.
Idea. We're in the middle of Am I the Jerk, and I could talk to you about this forever, so I have an idea. Another day this week, we need to have teachers on and ask them why we buy certain things. Could we do that?
Oh, I'm ready.
You could call in. Whoever wants to call in later this week, we'll do it, and I will shout out things like Ziploc bags. Why? And I want you guys to explain to us, and then we can all go home
we'll
happy.
We'll get a whole panel.
Yeah, we're going to get
I'm
a panel
ready.
Of teachers.
I'm
okay,
ready.
It's happening.
I just have to leave it with one note, though. Please let me comment on the Expo markers. Please send them. We use them literally every day for multiple subjects. Please, if there's nothing
teachers
else.
Teachers are triggered. I can't even
markers.
Get her off
Hold
the phone.
Hold on, Allie. The
I can't even get her off the phone. She's like, no, and another thing.
The Expo markers are for the teachers, not the kids. That's what she's saying.
I get that.
No, it's not. It's for the kids.
Liar. Bye, Allie. Liar.
Bye, Allie. She's like, and another thing.
And one more thing. Send the Kleenex, too. The ones with aloe for my nose. I mean, the kid's nose.
Carrie in Waukesha. Let's go to her. It's her day two, and she's a teacher. Ooh. So another one. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning.
Oh, Allie was on fire.
I think I know where this one's going to go with Carrie. I mean, being a teacher.
You might be surprised.
Well, what you think?
I actually, no, I'm a former teacher, so I don't fit that category anymore.
Okay.
Former. But, oh, so she's going to set it all out there.
She said there's a difference.
But I'm going to say not the jerk. But I would say just make a discretion as to, like, what's being purchased, because you don't need 12 glue sticks just by half. Or just say, hey, like, I'm going to get these items for now. And then if your teacher emails you to say, can you please bring them, just bring them.
Okay. If the teacher
if the teacher follows up and says, hi, Anya, you forgot the glue sticks. Could you send those
running in? Running a little short, you guys.
Then you go,
send
oh,
the
shoot,
sticks.
They really need them, and then you send them.
I received that fully, though. Yeah,
well,
I can respect that, too.
Somebody texted in and said, jerk, these teachers are already grossly underpaid to be buying your kids' supplies. I don't want them buying my kids' supplies either, but I don't want to buy them either.
The school system should be able to have these things on deck and ready to go.
They
yeah.
said they have our kids all week, give them everything they ask for, and then some. The long school list is far less than months of daycare. Look.
That I agree with.
You act like I don't contribute to the school system at all. I mean,
said, jerk, don't come for my neck.
Come on. Your wife's a teacher. All right, Carrie.
You used to be on that panel.
Yeah. You know what? Noted. You're on. We're going to need a panel of teachers, and they're going to tell us why we have to bring some of these things. I love that idea. All right, Carrie, we'll talk to you tomorrow for day three.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good one.
Bye.
You too. Much love. Bye.
I knew that was going to trigger people.
Wow.
So wait,
not the jerk.
No way.
Yeah, dog.
I'm scared this one's going to go nuts on Facebook. The teachers are going to go crazy.
Sneaking suspicion is not going to be the same result online.
Online?
No way.
It never is.
No
the way,
way
people read it versus hear, am I the jerk, always translates differently. And we've learned this by the way people comment on Facebook versus the way people call in. It's totally different the way you read it.
That part.
We have noticed this about am I the jerk. Okay, well, that's a wrap. Not the jerk. Okay, so on the way, we have to talk about, right after we give away these tickets, DZ, we're finally going to talk about how one of the most popular restaurants, we all go there, we've all been there, sometimes we frequent multiple times a week, one of the most famous restaurants.
You got to call me out like that.
One of the most, I mean, five times a week. One of the most famous restaurants in the world is finally admitting their prices are too high.
Finally.
So we're going to talk about them and try to encourage everyone else to chill out.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. But
first things first, I'm really excited. All week long, I am giving away these tickets. Well, DZ and I are. But it's for Dear Widows Weekend featuring the Magic Men Australia at Pottawatomie Casino. We're going to have a great time. If you are caller number, I'm going to go with 33, you are going to get tickets to see the Magic Men on November 22nd. I'll be there. We're going to party. You're also going to get dinner for two for whoever you bring at Pottawatomie at Ruyi. And you're going to meet and greet the Magic Men, Australia.
Check
imagine
all
what
the
those
hands.
Pictures are going to look like.
That's why I said, I wonder what people are going to wear.
Don't stay up, okay? We're going to have a good night.
Put the kids to bed early.
Yeah, 414-533-1037. Caller 33, you're going to see the Magic Men Australia on Dear Widows Weekend with me at Pottawatomie. Good luck, Kiss FM. Well, well, well. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ giving away these tickets to hang out with me at Pottawatomie Casino on Dear Widows Weekend. We're going to watch the Magic Men Australia. Alex is on the phone. Hi, Alex.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Alex,
are these for you or somebody else?
No, this is for my wonderful, lovely wife, Abigail.
Oh, snap.
Well, they're
Alex,
in Brookfield.
Look at you.
Put Abigail on the phone. Hey, Abigail.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Girl, listen up. Your husband is very nice because he just called in and won tickets, and that means you're going to hang out with me at Pottawatomie, baby.
Woo,
let's go.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Wait, does Alex hunt or anything? Not that he has to.
No,
he doesn't hunt.
Is he going to be your plus one then?
Oh.
What's going on, Abby? Who's coming with you?
I don't know. Maybe my mom. Maybe Alex. We'll see.
Maybe my mom. Well, we're going to watch the Magic Men Australia. You're also going to get dinner for two at Ruyi in Pottawatomie. Ooh. A meet and greet with the dancers. I mean, Alex can come if he wants. Your mom might like it more.
No,
I'm just saying.
We don't know they live.
And now you're qualified to win the overnight hotel stay because one of the winners from this week will win a stay at Pottawatomie that night. So it's going to be a really fun night. Yeah.
Stack it up, man. Congratulations. Yeah. This is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
so,
dope for your husband, too. Honestly, like,
what a strong,
confident man.
It's Dear Widows Weekend.
I'm definitely not the jerk.
That part, my boy.
Not the jerk. Oh, do you guys have kids?
No, we don't. Not yet.
I was going to ask about the school supply list. Never mind. Be glad you don't have to be stressed about
that.
Trust me.
That's not
in
our budget yet.
That's not in our budget.
It's never in your budget, even when you have kids. Hey, Abby, I can't wait to meet you at Pottawatomie on November 22nd, all right? We'll see you there, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Somebody will be in touch, and then we'll have another chance the rest of the week. And like I said, somebody's going to win that hotel stay at the end of it all.
Shout out Alex and Abby, man. That's cool.
That was really cool.
Very cool.
In Brookfield. Okay, so we got it. We just have to keep it moving because I've been dying to talk about this. When you told me this restaurant was finally taking some blame for how high prices are.
Some action?
Because
accountability?
We're all broke. I mean, I feel like all we talk about is how much it costs to go to the grocery store and to eat out. And the kids and I go to, you know, fast food and it's $40-some.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all I ordered was three meals. Fast food meals at that.
Barely meals. Well, you got the quick combos, bro. Like, these are borderline happies.
I want somebody to wait on me at this point. You know what I mean?
On roller skates.
On roller skates. And wait for me until I need them to take my trash.
Like
stand
they used
there.
To, bro.
Unbelievable. Okay, so should we talk about who it is?
Up to you, fam.
I want to do it. I want to get into it for sure. For sure. Okay, next. Give us 2 minutes. I actually do need to get coffee. Thank you. 2 minutes, and then we'll tell you what restaurant is claiming. Okay, fine. We're charging too much.
Our bad.
It's a very popular one. We all go there. Trust me.
Oh, you've been there.
You've been there.
Some of y'all are there now.
I have things to say. All right, hold on. We'll talk to you next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Wepa, buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias. So, a very busy day on this show. We have VIP tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival coming up before 9 o'clock. So, hold on for those.
Two of my favorite things.
Yes, but in the meantime, we have to talk about what restaurant is finally admitting that their prices are too high.
Yeah, go ahead, because this is crazy.
You told me and I almost fell over. McDonald's.
Golden Arches.
Hallelujah.
Finally,
finally admitted its prices have gotten too high and are implementing price cuts with popular combo meals to be 15% less than buying items separately. Let me tell you something. When I pulled up and saw value meals were almost $10 at McDonald's, I almost had a heart attack. I went, are you kidding me? Secondly, you know I love my McDonald's Diet Coke, and guess how many I get now? Like none. They raised it to $1.79. I still win occasionally.
I couldn't tell you the last time I've seen you with a McDonald's Diet Coke, and it used to be constant.
Every day.
It used to be like
every
part
day.
Of your morning
and
routine.
And it wasn't, and I wasn't the only one. They had to have lost money on some of these prices raising. I make them at home now. I don't play with it. I went the other day and it was one, so it had been $179. I went the other day and got one, $198. I went, oh, you raised it again.
Oh, now it's $2.
You did it again.
$198 is $2. Don't finesse me.
And they're trying to probably make up for all the people who aren't going anymore because it's too high.
And people have been reporting drastically decreasing going out to, not just, you know, McDonald's only.
Yeah. No,
all fast food chains have been price gouging like crazy.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. We're actually praising McDonald's right now. We're saying everything is ridiculous. I'm sorry. I have this argument with my friends who make a lot of money and my friends who don't. And they're all struggling. They're all like, listen, we go and we're playing $150 at the store. We got three things in the cart. And you're like, what?
Bruh, I barely bought milk, eggs, and butter. How is this $50? How is it $50?
I'm telling you, me and the kids go out for fast food. I'm like, we should have just gone to a restaurant or cooked at home. This is ridiculous. I could make mac and cheese for $5.
When I say it's less and less worth it.
It is less and less worth it. That's right.
At one point, they got me and were like, well, it's cheaper on the app. You get points, you get free stuff. And I'm like, oh yeah, you know, if I buy 4 Big Macs, I'm going to get so many points that these next 10 Happy Meals are going to be free.
Yep.
Oh, but I already paid for them. On the front end, because then Big Macs are like $15 for that extra slice of bread, my
Starbucks, you know, all I get is plain black iced tea. That's what I drink, or black coffee. And they used to be two something, and I'd be like, oh, I can vouch for paying for water for $2, basically.
I can vouch?
They're four something now.
Huh?
The same tea I used to buy is four something. It used to be two. And I see this everywhere I go. I'm like, not worth it anymore. It's not worth it for me anymore, so I don't go anymore, right? So I'm like, it was one thing when it was two. You're killing me with the four right now.
I understand the consumerism of charging for things that really should be free.
Mm-hmm.
If you are getting the plainest of plain, you remember when you used to go to a diner and just get black coffee? You just coffee. And they didn't charge you for coffee?
Yes.
Remember when coffee was free?
Yes.
Remember when tea was free?
No. Yes. No, yes, I do. The phones are going crazy. We got to talk to some of these people. Let's go to line one. We're talking about how McDonald's has admitted their prices have gotten too high and they're going to start implementing price cuts. And all we can hope is everyone follows their lead somewhat.
We're saying finally.
Please,
This is a shout out to McDonald's
struggling.
Going, thank you, CEO Chris Kempinski.
I see him, yeah.
Appreciate you for making the acknowledgement and going like, yeah, the offers on the app still aren't a good enough trade-off. The prices have been going so crazy.
People
are buying less.
He said it's a key factor in their recent underperformance. They know that they're getting less business because it's too expensive. They see it. They said people are eating out less frequently. And you're right. I am. I actually am. Let's go to line. Oh my God, the phones really are going crazy. Let's go to them and see what everybody has to say. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
It's Saucy. Are you triggered by this?
I am triggered.
Girl, the Diet Cokes had me triggered by themselves as if I needed the rest until I bought my kids Happy Meals or not even. They don't even buy Happy Meals.
I thought I was going to be nice and I bought everybody on my crew a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah.
Almost $4 a piece for them. I didn't know if I felt old because I remember when it was $1.
It was a quarter.
But half the time, your machine doesn't work, first off.
Second off,
where do you get off charging $4 for that?
Well, and do you know something, Saucy? You're so sweet for doing that for your crew, but the crazy thing is you could have gone to like Pick and Save and bought
and vanilla bought a whole
ice cream and chocolate syrup and done it for like $15.
Or
thank
less.
You.
Or
less than
maybe,
that.
Maybe,
but
yeah,
this
maybe.
Is what this
no,
is where they get me and what irritates the crap out of me is that they're going to charge this amount of money for food, but then not give it to the people who are working and not up their salaries and their pay.
You're talking about when they wanted more for minimum wage?
The fight for 15. She's talking, hey, I ain't going to lie. They did that thing.
They did it.
You know what? If you're charging that much for food and you got that big of a profit, you can give it to the people who are working and actually doing the job instead of putting it into your own pocket.
Are you saying they had to make up to pay the employees?
Maybe.
Is that
they
what you're
should pay the employees?
They should.
No.
I agree.
Oh, saucy. It sounded like you were saying that the fight for 15 is what caused
the raise
in prices.
No, not at all. It's their greed. Because they're lining their pockets. And they're not giving it to any of the employees who are actually doing the job.
But let's remember that they are making an effort. Hold on.
This guy's leading the way, though.
The greed isn't
100%.
There.
So good for him.
Yeah. I don't want to say. Hold on. I don't want to be like, oh, he's a king because they raised him in the first place.
It could be a trick
to raise them and then say, now look at us helping you lowering them.
Oh, like, we're it's, so great.
It's like when they do sales at the store and you think you've won, but really, they're just.
Really lost.
We see the scam, Kohl's Cash.
We see you.
Bingo.
I'll be back. But
I will too. And I get mad when it expires and I forget about it. All right, Saucy, we love you. We got to get some more phones.
Much love, guys.
Bye. Sauce love.
Every single line is lit up. Every single line. Let's keep going. Let's go. I'm fine. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Ariana West Dallas.
Oh, I should open the text.
What up?
All right. So, Ariana, you listen to this. McDonald's finally admitting prices are too high and they're going to start implementing some price cuts, at least 15%. They're going to bring it down. Thank God.
Thank God. I was looking for my points when I go to McDonald's with this app.
Wait, hold on, Ariana. Don't your parents own a Mexican restaurant?
They do.
So have they had to, like, raise their prices? Like, you should know something about this, owning a restaurant. Has it affected you? Yeah.
Actually, they did not that long ago, but only for like a dollar or anything. But we get free samples. Like when you guys go over there, dude, I give you guys free samples because I'm a waitress over there in the weekend.
Wow, Ariana.
So you take care of the customers regardless. You always got to show the customers love. That gets lost in big corporate.
Definitely. And that's why we get really good reviews at the restaurant because we treat you guys like you're at home. When I go at McDonald's, I'm like, damn, where the fuck? I'm sorry.
That's crazy, like, dog. Nah, the prices go way too much.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's hard because we all are paying way too much at fast food restaurants.
And honestly, I worked at McDonald's for 2 weeks and I was like, geez. No, that was like 15 years ago.
Well, I mean, at least you tried.
She said, I was a part of the family, okay?
Yeah. Ariana, we love you, girl. Thank you for calling.
I love you guys.
Bye.
Much love.
Bye.
You too.
Muriel from Milwaukee texted in, paying for the convenience at fast food isn't convenient for my wallet anymore, so I'm an at-home chef now. That part, we were paying for convenience.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh, that's a double read right there. Paying for the convenience is no longer convenient.
Stacy from Sheboygan texted, and I thought you were going to say Culver's, LOL. I love it. I love the food, but it's getting expensive. No, hold on. DZ and I talked about this off the air yesterday. I will pay for Culver's. It's a I'm not saying I want to pay $15 a meal, but I'm saying, will I pay a little bit more for Culver's? I will.
Listen.
I will.
McFlurries and frozen custard are two different things
and
to me,
Butter burgers are different.
Okay.
There's more love in those or something. I don't know.
The way they press burger at Culver's is just slightly different to me, and that is the convenience that I will continue to pay.
It's worth $3 more, in my opinion.
Okay.
In
personal opinion,
just saying.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Agreed. Okay. Should we take one more, or does everyone want to keep screaming? Let's go to three. Last one. I know the phones are all going crazy.
Everybody.
Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Oh. Hi, sorry, Allison and Racine.
She's got her own theme song.
Uh-huh. We got all theme songs
in
this
mug. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
How often do you go through drive-thrus?
Okay, so a lot less now, as we know.
Right.
So you are like us. You go less, yeah.
Yes. I was addicted to sweet tea from McDonald's,
okay.
Kind of like with your Diet Coke.
Sure, it was your thing.
I was okay when they raised it to $1.29. I was okay when they raised it to $1.69. Now sweet teas are $2.29. I haven't had one in months.
Told ya.
Months?
I went the other day. It was $1.98 for my Diet Coke. I went, excuse me? What?
Yep.
When did this happen?
Why sweet tea is more expensive than soda? They're all just water.
It's all the same thing.
There's just no carbonation in my tea. Why am I paying more for less?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Exactly.
Well, and DZ, you go out. When my kids were little, like Sammy and Danny are, you have what they're, how old now? Two and four, basically.
Two and four.
When Owen and Hudson were 2 and 4, I used to go through the drive-thru all the time for lunch.
We are happy meal homies.
That's what I'm saying. Every day it was like, where should we go today? Because I just got off work and I'm not cooking.
No, they know us in the McDonald's drive thru. They we
I, it
pull
was
up
like
and
that
they go,
for me.
Where my buddies at?
So
like
how
all
hard
of the drive thru workers.
When you need that convenience because you're a parent of littles and I've been there, what do you do?
The summer really helped us see that we don't need to be hitting the drive thru like
can
that.
Eat at home, yeah.
But it's when you're one versus two, sometimes you just gotta go with what's easy because you can't turn your back to cook with these kids. You can't trust them in the other room or the room you're in.
No.
The convenience is no longer convenient, but I still somehow pay it.
Yeah.
And like I understand the convenience of things, but it's funny to me that people are now starting to realize how expensive fast food is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as expensive as eating better now.
Yep. Fast ain't
so,
cheap.
Well, that's
no.
the thing. That's what I mean. You go to the grocery store, Allison, I'm still angry. I'm angry in the drive thru. I'm angry at the grocery store. No matter where
yes.
I'm spending money, I'm angry about the price, you know?
I'll say I'm grateful that it's making me make healthier choices because I'm going, if I'm going to pay $15 for a meal.
At least I'm cooking at home, is healthier for you overall, period. Period.
Making it yourself.
What's that, Allison?
I said the money goes further when you're making it yourself.
True.
I told you I'm a budget queen.
Yeah.
So many people don't realize how to budget and shop well.
Wait,
true.
Believe you.
True.
Believe
true.
You, Allison. All right. Thanks for calling, girlfriend.
Have a great day, guys. Love you both.
Bye.
Love you back. Bye.
Somebody texted in, we switched to mid-level food versus fast food because we get more and better food for basically the same price. Yes. They're saying like, oh, they said I can spend $40 at McDonald's or $40 at Chili and get two steak dinners with two sides, a drink, and a salad. Wow.
If we're talking about budget queens, I'm just saying there's trade-off.
That part. Absolutely. And you're right. You go to Qdoba, Chipotle, you feel like some of the ingredients are cleaner.
Fresher.
So...
Everybody do what you're going to do. I'm not saying I'm going to stop going through the McDonald's drive-thru.
I'm still going.
I'm
In
not.
In fact, I'll probably be there today getting a Diet Coke after I talked all this smack.
You see me with the McDonald's app open, right? You try to get breakfast?
Knock it off. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Okay, before I get into the trauma of my divorce and we're all crying, hold on, because I'm getting messages now from the teachers at my kid's school.
Uh-oh.
I need to do a public apology. They were like, really? The school supplies, Allie? Really?
Y'all don't got to worry. Allie didn't buy them this year. So all the supplies are there. Don't worry about it.
And I support you guys, and I'll buy whatever you ask. I'm sorry if it sounded like I was being shady.
I mean, fair enough. Yeah.
I said public apology coming soon, and she hearted it. She said, I was like, what the hell? My bad.
So she could expect to not have all the supplies?
My bad. No, she taught my kids in first grade. If you listen to Am I the Jerk, it was about school supplies. So I did not mean to spill any hate into the world. We're going to be doing a public apology to teachers all day now.
Not me.
Fine. You're married to one. Okay.
I said jerk. I'm not on that side.
You're right, actually. You're right. You wanted to go home today.
You alone
and
on
I
that
don't
one.
Blame you. I don't blame you.
You alone.
All right. So I do want to talk, though, about something serious because we do have to give away these VIP tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival in the next 10 minutes. But DZ, I keep meaning to bring this up on the air because it's a heavy subject, but it's something I don't talk about that much. I was talking to somebody who just went through a divorce the other day.
Okay.
And we were talking about, you know, the trauma of divorce. And I was explaining to them that nobody really tells you what the most traumatic part is if you have kids. Like, everybody thinks it's the loss of the spouse or whatever.
Sure.
No.
What is it?
It's the losing the kids. And I was telling, I mean, granted, my kids were really little. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was pregnant with the second one.
Little.
I had to file for divorce. Had to.
Baby's
so,
little.
So, long story, and you had to listen back then. I'm not getting into it because my kids are older now. But, you know, it was hard enough, like, losing my ex-husband, right? I had to grieve him, especially being alive. But what really killed me was when the kids left. And I do remember exactly who I was talking to about this. She went through a divorce and her kids had left for the day and it was one of their birthdays.
Oh,
and she
triggering.
Was struggling.
She was a mess.
She was a mess. And I messaged her and I said, it's going to be okay. Nobody tells you this is the most traumatic part,
mm-hmm.
but I trust me, like she went to run or something. I said, you're doing everything right by going for a run. You're not making bad choices because some of the things people might not realize about me. And I was even telling my neighbors this the other day, they didn't know this about me because I didn't live there when all this happened. I said, when I got divorced and we finally came up with the custody, right? And I was like, well, I want my ex-husband. I want their father in their lives.
Naturally,
why wouldn't I?
Naturally.
Even if, whatever, I want him there.
Regardless, he's their father.
He's
sure.
their father.
And aside from y'all relationship, he's their father.
And I need a break because I'm got a 0 and 2-year-old, right?
Yeah.
I need help.
Yeah.
So long story short, they would come. They would leave on Wednesday nights. And once Hudson wasn't a baby anymore, right? He would go too. And I would cry. And I mean, I'm just going to keep it real. I would cry. I'd be suicidal. I would want to die. Like
hard.
The second they were gone, I was a mess. And I would cry all night. And I'd be like, I want to die, but I can't because my kids
need me.
So what do I do now? Mm-hmm. And I would cry. And I'd, you know, again, be suicidal. And I'd be like, I just want my kids. This is not fair. This is too hard. I can't do this, but my kids need me.
Yeah.
So I can't do anything, right? And so I called my therapist and I was like, I just want to die, essentially. And I said, this is hashtag mental health.
No, it's huge.
It took
hashtag
a lot.
For real mental health.
It took a lot. I called her. I was like, I just want to die. And every time they leave, I don't know what to do. And I don't know where to go. And nothing makes it better. And I can't do this. And she's like, okay, you know what? I can help you. We're going to get you into the outpatient program here at the hospital. And I went for 3 weeks. And this is, 12 years ago. So I had just had a baby. It was all hit. Me.
It
was
still
all
feels like yesterday.
It
not
does.
Gonna lie.
So I went for 3 weeks and it changed my life from 8 to 5 every day. I did therapy, intensive therapy. Like I was in, it was group therapy, single therapy. We did mindfulness. They literally have a
it was
full
outpatient.
It was outpatient therapy from 8 to 5. Like it was like a job I went to and I just did therapy all day. There were people in there with addiction. There were people in there with mental health issues. Everything you could think of. I'm not going to out them because it's private.
It's private.
And we would share really private things, you know, and get through it. So I had to go back to that. And I was telling my neighbors that. And they're like, we didn't know that about you. I'm like, oh, I just thought because I'm so open about it. But I don't care. I'll tell you everything about mental health. And when I did that, there's still a stigma today.
Sure.
So then it was like, oh, Hallie's going into outpatient. She's crazy. And I didn't care. I was like, no, I'm suicidal because I need my kids. And I don't know where to go because my kids need me. So thank God I got the help. And I got got better.
I can see
got
how, better. You know, when you're going through something so deep, so hard, so difficult, right, with as a new parent, right? Or not new parent,
well,
but
still, Owen was less than
as
2.
As a young parent.
Yeah.
As a young parent with multiple littles.
Two little babies. Yeah.
2 under 2, let's call it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did. I had 2 under 2.
It was hard. And to be able to admit one thing like that is huge. But then, 2, to follow through having such a public-facing job, mm-hmm. I could understand why you'd go, oh, my goodness, my life is under a microscope. I'm getting heavily scrutinized. Everybody knows. Mm-hmm. But the comforting factor is people got their own stuff going on,
yeah.
and they might not be focused on you.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't feel that way.
Mm-mm.
It really
Mm-mm.
doesn't. And when you're sitting there going through it, of course, oh, everybody knows my dirty laundry, and everybody's judging. Everybody has something to say, and everybody definitely has their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But even if they do, forget them.
Forget them is right.
Right? Because you did that thing, bro. Like, for real, like that, and even to talk about it.
I went back twice. So I did it for 3 weeks.
No, you did your thing with
it. I got better, and then I think a year or so went by, and they call it a relapse of depression and anxiety, mm-hmm. essentially. Like, now I had a 1 and a 3-year-old. Now my life was different again, and I was having a breakdown. You know, you go through these different emotions as you start to process,
yep.
and I think a year out, I was like, it hit me again.
And
this
went,
is real.
I'm really,
this is real.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm really doing this.
Before, I was
and
just
I,
trying to get in
well,
it. Now I'm in it.
And you know what? The core is no, I just had no control.
Mm-hmm.
I had absolutely no control
and
over
that
the situation. It totally sucked.
Yeah.
So it was like I had to somehow cope with that. So I learned, you know, coping skills. That's where I learned to journal. That's where I learned mindfulness was when I went to that outpatient program. And I would do it 1,000 times if I needed it because it changed my life. I do feel bad for the people that have trouble getting in. Thank God I had a therapist and I had people in place who were able to get me into those programs. Because sometimes people just show up and they're like, you're not even a patient here and we want to help you, but we can't. You know,
this isn't how
it's
things
not that
work.
Easy.
Yeah, I
and
know.
Then that makes them feel awful, right? Because
well,
you want
people
to get
point,
help.
Well, point somebody's at and
yeah.
how low. You, listen, it's,
so,
this is deep. This is real. And
I just wanted to share because I literally was counseling this girl I know the other day who was hysterical that her kids left. And then I was telling my neighbors and I thought, I got to retalk about this for all the parents out there, not just moms, dads, who need to know that's the be prepared for that. That's the traumatic part, or know that you're not alone and it's going to be okay. But you got to ask for help if you need it because it broke my. It took me back to that place when I saw her crying, and back then we weren't posting on Instagram and Facebook like people do now. So I wasn't posting stories crying 12 years ago. People do that now.
People do that now.
Like I didn't do that.
It's
so
a part of people's therapy to some degree,
it is.
Right?
It's they're expressing themselves, and I said whatever you need to do to get it out. And her posting that actually made me reach out and be like, hey, been there. I understand your pain.
Let's talk.
It sucks. The most traumatic part of my divorce was losing my kids half the time, not getting divorced.
Yeah.
And so I never want people to stay in bad situations. Don't do that. Don't do that for the kids
Obviously.
Either, because that's going to actually, my kids are better that we're apart.
And
I
it's
believe.
Good to say that too, because
I think
far
we're better
too often,
for being apart.
I'm
and
a product of that in my household. Well,
what's that?
I shouldn't say I am. My little sister is a product of that in our
of
household.
What, parents?
Of parents staying together just for the child's sake, right?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up with a different mentality. Mm-hmm. I grew up knowing different things. So I did not grow up under the same roof, if you will, even though it was the same house.
Yeah.
My little sister, on the other hand, she got protected and was coddled in a lot of senses. And she did not know that it was a completely dysfunctional household until it was already too late.
Dude, because you only know what you know, and that's your normal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me. I was late 30s before I realized I thought I had the best childhood on the planet. And then I started reflecting and going, what the hell?
But it's parents going,
this was
going,
crazy.
We shouldn't be together. We know we shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
And here we are trying, quote unquote, trying to make it work or have an agreement to make it work until the kids are old enough, 18 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this is huge.
Well, I just wanted to share a little bit more because I was like, you know, I'd love to talk about mental health. If it's going to help one person, great. Or it's going to make someone feel not alone in their car, great, honestly, because that was part of it. And not everyone's going to have that. Not everybody's going to feel suicidal when they get divorced, when their kids, not everybody feels that way. Some people are like, oh, break, woo! And I feel that way now. But it took a long time.
And sometimes
you
don't even need to be divorced to be in that dark of a place. You could be in the relationship. No, seriously.
Yeah, so hashtag mental health, take care of yourselves, and remember that.
Yeah, please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing, seriously.
Oh, no problem. I just hope it helps somebody else and makes them not feel, you know, bad about what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I know it's a weird transition. Should we take a second? All right, we're going to take a second, and then we're going to give away these these VIP tickets to Tacos and Tequila Fest, because this is a heavy, heavy topic. So give us a second and we'll be right back.
Let's bring it back up.
Hold on. Hey, congratulations to Stephanie from Grafton.
Ooh, Stephanie.
She was the big winner of the Tacos and Tequila VIP ticks, and we'll do it again tomorrow, same time. I told her we can't put you on the air because we're in commercials, but congratulations.
Sorry, girl, we're running behind, but you know how we do.
Okay, so DZ, we talked about trains last week and how a guy tried to kill me because he didn't understand how things work, and he got me stuck on the train tracks at basically the bike trail crossing. It's a long story I told last week. I'm not getting back into it. But then it got us going on trains.
Well, guess what?
What?
Like maybe 3 days later,
yeah,
max, I got stuck at the train tracks we were talking about on the episode over on St. Francis.
The same tracks.
By our house.
The one that go the whole length, that basically go from downtown all the way west and go, and it goes across the trail, the bike trail. It's like parallel. Dude, and ironically, the one I went off about where the motorcycle guy got me stuck on the tracks and I was ready to go nuts, a train came by the other day and there's never trains on those tracks. I go, see? See?
Look.
You could have killed me.
Could have killed me.
But trains, they're so, I feel like they're rare though. Like, no. Do you get, or no? Does it depend?
It might depend on
actually,
where you
I'm
live.
Sorry. Waukesha and Sussex, I apologize.
They get a lot of trains.
Never mind. Waukesha has a night, right? Oh.
And think over by us.
Never mind. I take back what I said.
We're not only close to the intermodal, but then we're also close to Jones Island. We're close to the lake. We're close to a lot of tracks over in Bayview.
Mm-hmm.
We hear trains constantly.
Really?
Now, whether you get stuck at one, that's a different story, right?
Right.
They operate at different times. But every now and again, at least once or twice a month, I'm going to get stuck at that track with a train coming, and it's never short because they're only freight trains on that rail. Only freight.
Is that the same tracks that run past 2nd Street through downtown? No.
No, they're different tracks.
They're different tracks because do you know the train tracks? So say you're downtown, right by the gas station right there on 2nd Street. What is that,
the BP? Yep.
And across from it is like Explorium blank, Pritzlaff. So you're right there. There's tracks right there.
Right
and so
there.
Sometimes I will get off the freeway and go past like Amtrak and I'll turn right on 2nd Street and I'll hit the train. And sometimes when that happens, I flip a U-ey because I know that I can go down Water Street
and cut it off
and not get hit
avoid
by
it.
The train and be one street over.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever turn around at train tracks and try to go around? Because I'm a go-around girl.
You're a go-arounder.
I don't know if it's long and I have somewhere to be.
Yeah, true, true.
Right?
Sometimes you get stuck, though.
Yeah.
And there's times where I've gotten stuck. If I could turn around, I guess I'll try.
Would you ever? You just wait it out.
That's not my first go-to. I tend to wait it out because I always hope and fingers crossed that it's at the end of the train. If the tracks are just now like coming down, if the little protective arms like the ding ding ding,
yeah,
if it's just dropping,
do you ever run that?
No, I'm flipping it. Yeah. Oh no, I'm
you
I'm
never go
UE.
Through when they're coming down, do you? I
never have. It's always made
too
me
scared.
Way too scared.
Yeah, I'm
way
too scared.
If
you
got,
don't know how fast trains move,
you
that's
don't know
the
what
damn
kind of train
problem.
It is.
Yeah,
seriously. If I've got space and the train tracks are just not going down, oh yeah, I'm getting up out of there. But if the train's already crossing the tracks and I happen to like make the turn and all of a sudden I'm staring at the train, I'm going to sit there.
You always see people at the tracks. And oh, there's one in Brookfield too. I'm thinking about it now, where you see people try to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends on where you're at. Those have to be the people that need to be somewhere.
Do you turn around every time?
Only when I have to be somewhere.
Okay.
So usually I have to be somewhere. Let's be real. If I'm downtown on 2nd Street, I gotta be somewhere.
What do you do when you get stuck? Turning around isn't an option.
Well,
you made that turn, now you're in it. You
I
got
get
cars
angry.
Behind you.
I get on Instagram and I scream about it. 414-533-1037. That's what I do when I get stuck with the Sussex train. That train makes me crazy. And Hudson went to 4K in Sussex. And I'll never forget driving there for 1 year and being angry every day when I got stuck by that stupid train. I was like, how do you guys live here? How? How?
I start counting carts.
Same thing with Waukesha. You count cars?
I start counting the carts.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you just end up on your phone, though?
No. I try to stay attentive. What I will do is I'll let my body rest. I'll throw the car in park. I'm not sitting there with my foot on the brake unnecessarily.
I
throw the car in park and I start counting cars, just seeing what cool graffiti is on there. I try to make a game out of it to hopefully make it go by faster. Yeah. It doesn't work.
You just gave me TT train trauma because I remembered I was trying to get to Waukesha Memorial for therapy last week and I got stuck right in downtown, not at the river, at a different place. And I got stuck and I was like, I don't have time to wait for this. Like, I was freaking out. I was like,
I don't have time to wait for this.
And the car pulled up. Ding, ding, ding.
Slow.
Ding. Choo. choo-choo. And I'm like, speed it up. And you know what I'm talking about.
I know
about.
Exactly what you're talking about.
I'm like, I don't have time for this.
I saw a man get out of his car. Mm-hmm. He straight up got out of his car and laissez-faire around, opened his trunk, stretched his...
Off.
No, he stretched his legs. He straight up got out of the car. And it made me think, what is everybody else doing inside the whip right now? We're all stuck. Are you just scrolling? Are you mad? Did you jump on a call? Do you just stare at the train?
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do? Someone said the worst is when they start to go backwards. Oh,
no.
I live in Hartford. They start to back up. I've seen trains back up. That's crazy. You're waiting and then they start backing. Oh,
there's no amount of patience in the world that's going to hold me over.
Okay, the phones are ringing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your texts are coming in. 414-533-1037. What do you do at trains? We're going to talk to you next. Well, we're talking trains and how they annoy us when we have to wait for them. Or do they? Or do you just sit there and enjoy it? 103.7 KISS FM.
Sit there and enjoy. What some do you do when you get stuck at the train?
Some people love them and they sit there and they get on their phones and they la-di-da and it's great.
Shout out to train aficionados.
Not me.
For sure. I like the graffiti on the carts. That's about it.
Can we go to Juan in Thiensville who says, I asked, said, how do you feel about trains? He goes, well, they suck. And I said, well, you're on.
Oh, well, say less or more. Say more.
Hi, Juan. Hey, good morning.
Enjoying your day?
Yes, actually, because I'm not stuck in a train.
That part.
What about you? You get stuck in Thiensville or what? What's the story?
Well, there's a train that goes through every night and it blows its horn because I live next to an intersection right here and I'm just falling asleep.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's like my cousin Vinny.
every night on command. Or there's wildlife on the tracks.
Yep.
Well, where I'm from, there's not that many trains, but over here, there's a lot of trains.
So you get stuck at trains a lot, then, is what you're saying.
Did you ever think about moving because of the train? Like, real question.
I don't mind trains. It's just
he doesn't care.
Really annoying.
It would make me move.
So what do you
every
what do you
day?
Do?
Hell no.
You get stuck at a train. Sounds like it happens often for you. What do you do in that scenario? You just chilling?
On the way to work, I got no choice but to stop. On the way home, I race the train through Lisbon and try and beat it so I can go across the smooth track.
Yes, you race the tracks when it's parallel. I know exactly what he's talking about.
This man is trying to fast and furious a train
it's
track.
It's possible because you're parallel to him. You can see him. And if you don't get him, you're stuck forever in Sussex.
You see it and you see the train coming, you gun it.
You go.
Yep,
exactly.
That's pretty much what it is.
Wow.
All right. Well, I like your style. That's all I'm going to say about that, Juan. You have a great day.
Be safe, my boy, please.
But be safe, yeah.
I'll keep it fast and furious for you.
Nice.
All right, Dominic Toretto.
Bye.
Later, mate. Love. Goofball.
All right, let's go to Luciano in Milwaukee, our boy. Hi, Luciano.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Do you get stuck by trains?
How you doing today?
We're good. We're not stuck by a train. I love how everyone's asking how we're doing. Nobody ever asked that.
No.
Thank you, guys.
How are you doing today?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here at a store right now, Home Depot.
Well, don't ask me on the bad day, because if I have a bad day, I'll cry when you ask me that. So be glad it's a good day for us.
Man.
How you doing?
Since you asked.
Yeah,
we keep it a buck with you, baby.
Yeah, no, seriously, Luciano, trains, do you wait at them? What do you do?
So I got two intakes on this. Hmm. So if I'm on the clock at work, I'll be happy to put the van in park, sit on my phone.
Hell yeah.
Just chill to this. But if I'm out of work, or I'm racing the train, or I'm turning around doing a U-turn, and I'm trying to find a different way right away.
ASAP.
That's hysterical.
I'm not going to wait for the train.
If you have time to kill, you're sitting there enjoying it. But if you need to be somewhere.
I'm getting paid.
If he's on the clock. Hell, not time to kill. If he's making money.
Admit it, Luciano. You try to hit the train, don't you? You try. Aim for it.
My man's hourly. Of course he's hitting trains.
You know what you could do? Trains are so long. I mean, think of all the things you could do. You could eat lunch. You could have a friend visit.
I literally watched a man clean his trunk out while the train was passing by. He got out of his car, stretched his legs, then went to his trunk and started organizing. I was baffled. He made me want to get out the car. I was like, should I start cleaning my car right now? Is this a good time? Is this now a better time than ever?
Honestly, I love that for that guy.
I mean, that's not wrong, actually. You could actually get out.
It's multitasking. I respect it. It's crazy, but I respect it.
Real. He was done and back in his car before the train was done. That's what impressed me the most. I was like, he did what he needed to do. It's not like he rushed it back into his car.
It was a long train, though.
It was.
Oh, man, I bet.
Well, enjoy those trains that keep you at work, Luciano. Enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Love you.
Thank you, guys. All right, love.
Love, man. Peace.
Last but not least, Carl is in Indy. Even though he's moving out of Indy, he wants to remain as Carl in Indy.
He probably passes a lot of trains coming back to Wisco.
Hi, Carl.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Hi, Carl.
Morning. I actually do have a crazy story that happened 4 months ago in Indy happened.
Well, tell us.
I remember this, and I witnessed it. And this involved a train that got derailed.
Don't traumatize me, though. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, Carl, go.
And it spilled nothing but cornstarch, and there was like a bridge that goes across Southeastern Avenue, and it just went off. It just got derailed, and it just fell on the road, and it spilled, and it took like about a week, and traffic was blocked for like days. And
you were
stuck at the train for a week, Carl? You got cornstarch everywhere. Did you want to iron your jeans? Admit it. Come on, the 90s are screaming at me right now. Do you get the reference?
No, I don't get the reference, but I do say that. I did see that the train got derailed, but at the same time, I was like, oh, shoot. Like, that train got derailed for sure.
Yeah, but there was plenty of cornstarch is what I'm getting at. And when I was in high school, we used to spray cornstarch on our jeans before we ironed them. And don't say you still do it, DZ. Don't you dare. DZ?
What?
You still use cornstarch to iron?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.